Piotr.
Hey.
How are you?
Give you the mic
straight up, so you know, you'll hear me anyway, and then they'll hopefully hear me a little bit. But
hi. I'm quite fine. I'm coughing, so don't be afraid. I did negative COVID test. I will be coughing. So sorry, did negative COVID test. Feeling not in my best.
So you have a regular flu then, right?
Yeah, standard flu.
All right, well, thanks for taking the time, Piotr, so thanks for being here. So maybe we can start off, that's all right. You guys can hear me, right? Like, it's good enough. So you're the one answering the question, so keep the mic. And, you know, let's hear a little bit maybe about the start of your career as well. I think you have a kind of like a PE background, which is sort of similar to me, but a short one. And then, you know, what did you do with your career before you got to Symmetrical? And then I'll follow up with that.
Okay, the story is quite simple. So I did a master's in economics in Warsaw School of Economics. Spent a year in private equity as an analyst. Then
boring or?
So it was not that boring, but I just realized that I cannot work for somebody.
Okay, all right.
And I really wanted to control my destiny and decided to do something, to launch a startup just after I graduated. And initially it was a quantitative hedge fund, as I love investing. And we failed spectacularly, meaning.
This was Turbine Analytics?
Yes, it was Turbine Analytics. So it was initially a hedge fund, then we just failed to raise any money. We burned all of my family's money that gave me for my new venture and almost died. And then one of the partners asked us, they told us, okay guys, I don't believe in quantitative hedge funds, but you have quite a cool dashboard to manage your risk, So can you sell me the dashboard? And we just thought, okay, maybe we can survive selling dashboards to manage risk. And we started to do it. And 6 years later, we won risk management category market for like software for risk management in the region. We served more than 1,000 investment funds, all of the major banks, insurance players.
Across Europe?
Across Central Europe.
Central Europe,
right. It was a local player. Yeah. It was we were totally lucky. There was nothing really us being smart. We're just lucky on a small market. Nobody really wanted to touch. No serious player wanted to compete in that market because it was too small, but it was big enough for us to build a company, win the market, sell it to global private equity fund. It was first exit in my life.
Yeah.
Then I had a year or two of investing and traveling. I did Stanford. Spent some time in Silicon Valley, invested as an angel in small boutique VC funds in like 15 startups, and launched something again with.
So, with like after all of that roller coaster with Turbine, what made you start Symmetrical? And
honestly, I just thought that I would be a great investor.
Okay.
But I realized that I really hate putting money somewhere and not really influencing every day.
Yeah.
Those investments, and I really missed the feeling of building something. Mm. So I just realized, okay, investing is not for me. I need to go back into building, and that really excites me.
And this was in 2019, right?
It was 2019, yes.
Okay. Got it. And then maybe like for people who don't know, what does Symmetrical do? Maybe you can provide a bit of an overview of that. And also maybe start off with what it used to do, because it wasn't what it is today, right? It started off with something a bit different.
Yes, so we pivoted two times with Symmetrical. And I think that there's a massive difference between bootstrapping a startup, my first one, and having a startup which is venture-backed. So if you bootstrap, you just need to survive. So your function your goal is, okay, I don't want to die. I have to pay people next month.
Yeah.
When you build a venture-backed startup, it is deliberate, intentional startup. So you choose what to build, where to build, how to build, what's your time frame. So it's a massive difference. But with Symmetrical, so initially it was, we wanted to become kind of a marketplace, matching capital with users. So we just wanted to be kind of like a programmatic financial advisor, helping end users to access cheaper credit products. We realized that nobody really wanted to play in this game, and it's too early for this very quickly. Then we started to build something we called the financial well-being app. So we built a mobile app that helped employees access salary every second of work. So instead of waiting until the payday, you can just access your money at any time.
Yeah.
And then we just realized a couple of things, that it is really difficult for us to make money at all in that business. So that's the first thing. Second thing, we realized that we will not scale this business to the massive scale. So it's not, we in this category, it would be really difficult to build a massive business. We wanted to build a massive business. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing is we found a new opportunity that was really exciting.
How did you, so maybe that's a good question. How did you find it? So what was that inflection point which led you to pivot to what you guys are doing today?
Okay, so we were selling our previous product to the clients, and we just heard, okay, this is a kind of vitamin. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's good for my employees to access salary earlier, but it is not the most important thing in my life. My priorities are somewhere else. So we started to ask, okay, where is your priority? How can we help you?
Yeah.
And then, you know, for many players, they told us, okay, the whole payroll process is a pain. Mm-hmm. We pay a lot of money, shit ton of money for payroll. It doesn't really work. You have like tons of people crunching Excels and still doesn't work. So maybe you can fix this. And we just built MVP of a different approach. So API first approach to run mm-hmm. payroll. So instead of tens or hundreds of, you know, specialists running Excels, you have just API, just some data, people are paid, and started to sell that product, and it was an instant hit from like day zero. Mm. Like, it was instant hit. So basically we won a couple of clients, like global unicorns, decacorns in a couple of months. So Getir, Glovo, yeah. Bolt, and we grew our revenues 20 times in the last year, grew our team from like 20 something to 70, now it's 86. People raised like $27 million dollars on our way. So it was kind of like in 1 month you could see that this is the right mm-hmm. way to go.
Well, and what do you guys do? Look, so in terms of providing that payroll with APIs, how does it work? So what are you guys connected to on the back end in terms of APIs? How does the product work? Maybe give a bit of an overview of that as well.
Okay, so maybe I will start with the vision.
Yeah.
So our vision is that 15 years from now, there would be no payroll software category at all. So payroll is a very boring stuff. Nobody likes payroll. If you finish your studies, you don't want to be a payroll specialist. Okay, it's boring. And payroll is still run on Excel and with hands of people, even now. And our vision is 15 years from now, you will be able to hire anyone in the world with one API call mm-hmm. and pay them in one API call. No Excel, no problems with regulations, no taxes, no insurance. API call done. And that's why we built technology that will enable this. Mm-hmm. And moving backwards, so this is our vision.
Yeah.
And because we just realized that payroll doesn't make sense. It's so complex, so many, or not the smartest people of are in this industry, that something needs to happen. And then moving backward, we just realized that there's one group of companies who could need this kind of a solution today, not in 15 years old. So if you're a company, if you're a huge gig economy platform, you have tens of thousands of riders and drivers. Usually you have your own technology to orchestrate work. So basically, you know, you say, okay, you earned for this ride this amount of money. And then it is riding, so you say, oh, you earn different amount of money. So you have global technology to orchestrate work. And then you face the problem of hyper-local payroll rules, insurance, taxes, compliance in every market you're in. So you need to somehow get the data from your global system and put it in Excel and send it to those stupid ladies that would be crunched for a week to calculate how much money to pay to your drivers. It doesn't make sense. So we just told them, okay, just move the data to us and we will do this on autopilot. So this is our wedge market, the first market we serve. The broader vision is that the technology we build will just ultimately replace existing infrastructure for payroll globally.
Got it. And then when you were sort of launching, I think there were obviously some of the more legacy players like the SAPs, ADPs of the world who were somewhat within the space, but they were doing what you mentioned was, you know, the boring way of having to localize with all of these sort of the partners. But there were also probably other payroll providers globally as well. And so what did you think of the market and how did you approach it, especially across Europe?
Yeah, okay. So in payroll category, so the same what happened to e-commerce is happening to payroll right now.
Yep.
So in e-commerce, you have platforms like Shopify that build a beautiful platform SaaS solution for small shops to build their shops. And then they are very successful. But then if you look at the needs of mid-market and big e-commerce players, they will never use Shopify because of many reasons. They need much more flexibility, much more programmability in the solutions they have. Yeah. So they use headless e-commerce solutions, so kind of very flexible technology that will that enables you to adopt the processes to your needs. And when you look at the payroll, in payroll we are still on the Shopify phase. So we have Payfit, Pento in Europe.
Yeah.
So platforms for SMEs, great SaaS solution for SMEs. But then the needs of majority of people in the world are employed by mid-market and big employers. Mm-hmm. And their needs are completely different. They need flexibility, they need programmability, and so on. So what we believe in is that the next wave of innovation in payroll would be the headless platform, like ours platform, that would be the digital alternative to SAP or ADP. So Payfit or Gasto, they are digital alternatives to small payroll bureaus.
Yeah.
And there's no digital alternative to ADP or SAP.
Got it.
We are building this alternative.
Got it. Okay. And then you've since, I think, expanded from a product perspective as well. And there's sort of this HRIS, there's earned wage access, there's sort of different like hiring automation tools as well within the product. So do you guys want to, within the next couple of years, expand across different product features as well? Is that sort of how you're looking at the market?
No. So the way we look at the market is very data-centric.
Okay.
So, you know, payroll, it is, in the end of the day, data processing. You get some data inputs and you get data output. It's simple. And then we just realized that if you want to be really successful, the reason why it is so manual is data transformation. So it's really difficult to capture all of the data points about insurance and all of the documents from the employees about the status of employment with from multiple different data sources and put them into one format that so that you can run payroll successfully.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we structure our business right now is we are a data-focused business. So we focus on how to efficiently capture data, clean data, aggregate data, and put it into the payroll process.
Mm.
And so that this is why we have those light solutions for HRIS or... Mm.
So that's all for data access.
It is data. So yep. The first principle is let's be the best in the world in transforming data and then figure out how to capture data the best way. And then so that we can build scalable product globally.
Got it. Okay. And when you say, you know, maybe switching a little bit into your plans and where you are today. So you have offices across Warsaw, obviously, and then London and Barcelona, I think, right?
Yes, so we are in all three markets, so UK, Spain, and Warsaw.
And what are the plans? So you raised 18 million, I think, led by Target Global, and then Market One was here as an investor as well, I think. If I remember correctly, you guys had Inova as well, right? So what's the plan going forward, you know, in terms of the market expansion? So why have you picked Spain? Where else do you want to go? What do you see sort of lacking in some of the markets that you're targeting?
Okay, so I believe that we are too fast expanding.
Okay.
So if I could move back time, I would stay with UK and Poland only.
Okay.
Why
is that?
Why? Because I believe that our only job today is to find the right model and prove that the model works 10x better than any existing alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we prematurely started to scale our business before proving that we are 10x better because the clients wanted to buy it. So if they want to buy it, why not expand?
Mm-hmm.
But then we just realized that, okay, we can expand very fast our revenues in short term, but we need to really laser focus not on expanding, but making sure that we are 10x better.
Mm.
We need to be 10x better on the product-wise than any alternative. And today, so basically we have a runway with our cost base of 7 years. And we are laser focused working with the design clients. We are laser focused on building the technology that would be the winner, like by far winner, the best technology in payroll market. And we are completely sure that once the technology really works as we want, we'll be able to scale with efficient, and spend capital efficiently. Because if we go too fast, too early, you would die. So it's not that the first mover is a winner always. Usually somebody who is doing the best job is winning. The best technology is winning. So for now, it is laser focused on product.
Got it. And do you think, did you get any sort of feedback across maybe Spain? And why did you pick Spain is a good question, I think, as well. That led you to believe that you should work more on the product? Like, are there any different feedbacks that you receive across different markets? So London is much more different than Spain, maybe, or is that something that happens?
Yeah, so basically we are in B2B. So we have decision maker and then the user.
Yeah.
And then the great products are great with both. So the business value, easy to sell, mm-hmm. and then user value, that the product really works. And then we, you know, when we started 1 year ago after the pivot, it was a Wizard of Oz MVP.
Yeah.
So we had manual operations, you know, ladies crunching Excels with some help of AI and technology, but it was not the product, it was a promise.
Yeah.
And what we figured out is that actually the promise is very compelling. So we can really grow fast, get clients fast and so on. But then, and we grew too fast. So we had to deliver the products because, you know, 1 year ago, up until now, I had to scale my payroll operations team from like 5 to 25 to handle this. And it should be technology that is scaled, not people. I don't want to build the biggest BPO in the world. So I just realized, okay, I can sell the product. The product, the clients, they love us. We have, you know, video testimonials. They love it, but they don't know that in the back end, it is technology.
There's a lot of help.
Lots of small hands crunching Excels. Or they know this, but don't care. The clients don't care how you solve the problem. It needs to be done. If it's Excel, they don't care. It can be AI, whatever. They don't care. So right now, we just focus on making sure that the technology is scalable so that we can grow just through the technology, not through people.
And in terms of scaling that technology, where are you guys exactly focusing now? Is it more on ML stuff in terms of interpreting the data? Is it more on integrations with different sort of service providers, more locals? What's the focus?
That's the fun thing. So basically, as I said, we started as a traditional old school payroll bureau with ladies crunching Excels, with some tools that optimize data, aggregate data, clean data. And then what we do is step-by-step improvement. So basically, every month we just track how we can be more efficient in capturing data. What are the problems with cleaning data? We test what AI algorithms we can use just to do it more efficiently. And we just improve week after week after week after month, and we see like massive improvements. So it is not a big leap. It is very organic process. Mm-hmm. Of course, the key to deliver the value here is that data integration is important, but I would say that working very, you know, I believe that in life, I believe in compound effects.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that this compound effect, working on the product day after day, testing what works, what doesn't work, it would lead us to the right product in time.
Got it. Okay. And in terms of maybe just sort of in sort of closing off, you raised this large round, you have a 7 year sort of runway, so you're not sort of constrained, but in terms of milestones, what do you want to achieve in 2023, let's say? What's the focus? Maybe obviously it's on product, but in terms of the delivery, what are you guys focusing on?
Okay, so I am focused on product. Sorry for being boring. So I believe that in every category, the clients, they prefer to buy the best product in the category. Okay, so
is there a metric like we need to reduce the back end, like whoever is the ladies on the back sort of providing the services, we need to reduce that pay cut by a sort of a certain level? Is that the milestone, or are there more, like, is it something else?
Okay, so we have two milestones.
Yeah.
So one is that we have a standardized product we can sell across clients.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. So this is the first metric. Second metric is that we significantly improved the efficiency of these manual operations, like 10x improved the efficiency, so that we can start scaling again.
Mm-hmm. Got it. All right. So thanks, Piotr. I mean, if you have any other remarks, would love to hear them, of course. But other than that, thanks for being here and good luck with Symmetrical.
To stay in the loop, go to our website, getcc.com, or follow us at getcc on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube.